Message number 879. Mother of Salvation, they will need to find places of refuge so that they can provide daily Masses and the Holy Eucharist. Saturday, August 17, 2013. Oh, my dear children, how much my heart grieves for the suffering which faces priests within the Catholic Church shortly. So many precious servants of my Son, whose only desire is to serve God and bring souls on the right path to salvation, are going to be faced with trials of such magnitude that many will fall away in fear. Many will be blind to the truth and will accept great changes in the Church and will welcome these in the mistaken belief that they are for the good of all. Those who will recognize the deceit which will be presented to Catholics will run. So fearful of their fate, they will leave the Church, for they will be too weak to stand up against such wickedness. Those priests who will refuse to accept the false doctrine will be accused of heresy, and many will be publicly rebuked for failing to obey those to whom they answer. Many will be excommunicated. Others will be martyred. Then there will be those who will lead the Church given to the world by my Son, in secret. They will need to find places of refuge so that they can provide daily Masses and the Holy Eucharist. They will be guided by the Holy Spirit, and they will be followed by my Son's remnant army, who will remain fiercely loyal to his teachings and sacraments up to the final day. You must understand that if you are in any doubt about the validity of this warning that I, the beloved Mother of Christ, will be used to hide the true intent of those forces who have entered my Son's Church on earth. I will be used as a figurehead of the Church to distract people from the true intentions of this wicked group. In order to convince God's children that they remain loyal to the true Word of God and the traditions of the Catholic Church, they will create ceremonies which they will say honor me. They will use the prophecies of Fatima to desecrate my image by presenting a great deceit to the world. They will use me in order to defile my Son's Church, and everything they will do will be backwards in accordance with the demands of the evil one. By giving the impression that they honor the Mother of God, many Catholics will be led into a false sense of security. This will mean that any doubts which they would otherwise have when they witness the strange new amendments to the Mass and sacraments will be instantly forgotten. How this brings me great sorrow. My image will be deliberately used to insult my Son. Satan despises me. He also fears me. To hurt my Son, he will, through those souls he influences, go to great lengths to defile my image through many secret rituals and black masses. My statue will be adorned with satanic symbols, and I will be desecrated in many places by Masonic groups who have gained control. Pray, 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 children, every day for the strength to confront this wickedness with courage. Do not fear it. Except that Satan's army is now controlling many nations in every part of the world. When you accept this, you can then be given the strength and determination you need. When you ask for these graces through the crusade prayers, you can and will help to mitigate this wickedness. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.